Welcome to Ag Chat, a podcast brought to you by the Association of Women in Agriculture at UW-Madison. We're so excited to be kicking off our first round of Senior Spotlights on today's episode.
Before we dive into our time here at UW-Madison, my name is Clarissa Gross. I am majoring in dairy science with a certificate in ag business, and I'm from Fort Atkinson, Wisconsin.
My name is Kelly Braun. I am also a dairy science major with an agricultural business certificate, and I'm from Beaver Dam, Wisconsin.
My name's Alexis Kwok. I'm a political science, international studies, and Chinese major, and I'm from Ridgeland, Wisconsin.
And I'm Kenzie Trinko. I'm from Shawnee, Wisconsin. I'm majoring in animal sciences with a certificate in French. I'm the current vice president, and yeah. Who has future plans?
Actually, I don't have those. It's not important. I don't need them.
Well, I'll jump into it. I'm taking a gap year. So I'm going right back to work after school, probably going to take a couple extra classes over the summer, and then we're going to do vet school next year. What about you, Clarissa? What are you doing?
So I'm currently looking into jobs, applying, interviewing, that kind of thing for jobs in the dairy industry, more on the consulting side of things, looking at some jobs in calf care, nutrition, along with general consulting on dairies. So Kelly, what about you?
Well, I'll be an intern this summer with Alta Genetics, focusing more on that consulting side with repro, transition cows, and calves being my main areas. What about you, Kwok?
I am going to work for Viking Forest Products in Eden Prairie. I'll be doing some of their logistics work. I'm not really 100% sure what I'm doing yet because they hired me on, a ton of people interviewed me. And I just know I'm doing something logistics. We'll figure it out in the end.
You're counting all the trees.
Yeah. One by one, actually. Tell them there's at least 10 out there.
Good.
So the officer position that I'm holding right now is president. Bunch of people decided to put me in charge of this place. My junior year, I was the sunshine. I lived in the house for 3 years, including COVID. I heard about AWA through Amelia Hayden, actually. She tried to get me to live in the house as a freshman, and at the time I was like, no way, I'm not doing it. I'm not going to be in AWA. Here we are. Obviously, I joined AWA. But what do you know, Kelly?
Well, so this year I'm currently the fundraising coordinator for AWA. I haven't held any other office positions. However, I did live in the house during COVID.
I remember that, Kelly.
I would hope so, Kenzie. I lived with you.
You lived right on top of her. It would be impossible to not remember that she lived here.
We were shoved in a triple, that's all.
A very nice and cozy triple. I joined my freshman year because a girl who I went to school with, Alexis Lidke, was actually already in AWA, and she encouraged me to apply, and, well, here we are now, so I guess it stuck. How about you, Clarissa?
So I didn't know about AWA until I got to campus. I kind of learned about it. Kenzie and I actually met. We did the Cal's Quick Start program. So her and I met there and have been friends since. And they had a little org fair there for us. And so I saw AWA there. And since then, I've lived in the house for 3.5 years now. Also during COVID, obviously. Been really involved in AWA, served as a chair for Breakfast on the Farm for 2 years, and as the alumni coordinator last year. So that's kind of where I've been at in the club. Kenzie, what about you?
Yeah, so I also learned about it through Quick Start, obviously. I remember it at the little Cal's Org Fair, but I didn't really, was like, you know, I was kind of like Kwok, where I was like, I don't come from a farm. I'm a horse girl. Anyways, so I learned about it through one of the TAs. She's like, yeah, I can get you somewhere to live next year. And I've been here for 3 years. So that worked out. Then we came in with like a really like solid group of girls in our class, which were all super close, which is really nice. Sophomore and junior year, I jumped on the Breakfast on the Farm committee as public relations, which was really fun. Obviously, COVID kind of, you know, ruined the first one, but that's okay. And junior year, I was Sentinel, and then this year, I'm the vice president, so that's my little AWA story.
Since we all lived in the house during COVID, what was your favorite memory of COVID time in the house, specifically?
Everybody's meeting screens on Zoom freezing and me screenshotting all of their faces. Or forgetting the amount of meetings I did because they were online. even though I was in the house.
I would have to say it really brought us all a lot closer together. We were crammed in the house. We couldn't really go anywhere. So we were kind of forced to find new things to do with each other. And I think that was, in the time, it didn't seem super charming, but looking back on it now, it definitely made our class much closer.
I remember with COVID, we would all get so bored of being inside that we actually started like hot girl walks at night.
We did. We did.
And there was at times where we'd have 10 or 15 of us just meandering around Madison, just going on a walk just to get out of the house. Mm-hmm. That led to some pretty good conversations with some girls.
Remember when we went to Picnic Point and you almost died because you didn't think we needed a snack?
I'm diabetic. Blood sugar went very low that night and I did not bring anything with me.
We had to call a ride to, I don't remember, who was it?
I think it got food.
Lidkey.
Yeah, it was
Lidkey. Yeah, we called Lidkey to come pick Kenzie up so that she didn't die at Picnic Point. Although she had to walk all the way back to the parking lot to even get a ride.
Also not my fondest COVID memory.
Weird, I wonder why. I think just like being able to hang out in the house, like Clarissa said, we had to find a lot to do. Like, we didn't have a ton of class to go to. We didn't go to the class that we did have to go to. And we were in close quarters a lot. Some of us were locked in our room with our roommate or with our pod for, like, if you got COVID, you were locked down for until the Department of Health told you could get out, which, depending on whatever date you set on your thing, was anywhere between, oh, you can be done tomorrow, or you're stuck in your room for 2 weeks. Have fun.
Yeah. I remember Quack and I lived in the same pod at the time, and I have to say our pod learned a lot of new card games and played a lot of cards during COVID.
I remember yelling at people from the balcony because you couldn't leave. What are your favorite memories besides COVID?
I'd have to say just the bonding experiences we had as potentials, like coming in with such a large pledge class. Well, we had like 26 girls, I think.
Yeah.
So, like, I think, like, just trying to get to know all you guys. And then, like, every meeting, we'd always, like, okay, meet at this location. We'll walk over in a giant group. We'll be safe.
And that we did.
We were. But, like, just getting to know you guys and then just continuing on, like, and just doing events, whether if we're going out to get dinner or just, like, hanging out. It's just created some bonds that I'll never be able to replace.
Yeah, I think having a group of girls to just learn about Madison with, because there's so many things. You can learn it all if you tried by yourself. And, like, now thinking about the fact that, like, oh, well, I'll meet and walk over so we'll be safe. You know, the very dangerous walk from Leopold to AWA, all of the, however far it is, quarter mile. I don't even think
that white bridge
far.
Might fall.
Oh, yeah, it might swing a little too hard today. Who knows? It's been standing there for the past 50 years.
Yeah. I would have to say, for me, outside of COVID, living in the house has just really been a great experience. Just being able to meet everybody in the club, kind of from freshmen to seniors. Like, right now, as a senior, I've gotten to know some of the freshmen that live in the house really well. And
yeah, I think, like, overall, the camaraderie has been really good. And with our friend group, in and out of the house, we've had, like, fun slide nights that we put together, or, like, we've gone on trips together outside of AWA, which is really fun. And then, like Clarissa said, just watching us all kind of grow up together, you know, was really cute. Or, like, I look back on it, and Kelly was my first friend on Facebook from UW-Madison, and now we're besties, so I didn't realize that. So, I mean, I didn't know she was a cow person anyways, but I think watching just everybody kind of grow up together was cool. And, you know, our little slide nights, and I've laughed the most with everybody here, I think.
Yeah, Kenzie and I used to spend a lot of time, specifically last year, our junior year, when, you know, you got your hardest classes, in the basement studying until, like, 2 or 3 in the morning, and that just brought about some of the most outrageous laughs, conversations, which, in the end, is bonding. And
we have a lot of good times. How about the actual, like, AWA pillars?
Well, I can say the professional aspect, I actually know what business professional and business casual means now. Like, as a freshman, I was like, you want me to wear what? But now it's been very useful, especially, like, for interviews or just, like, meeting important people or going to conferences. It's like, oh, yeah, I have that in my closet. I can actually, like, wear it social, obviously, you guys being my best friends and all the other girls. And then service skills, definitely doing some different activities. Like Second Harvest Food Bank, I didn't realize how big of a deal it actually was in the Madison area, coming from a smaller town. Like the Second Harvest Food Bank feeds a lot of people and they need a lot of help to keep that running, but it's pretty nice to see.
Going off of what Kelly said, just the professional dress, like as dairy science students, we go to quite a few conferences. You just feel like you fit in a little bit more. And like Kelly said, the social aspect, just building all the friendships and bonds, meeting both in-house and out-of-house girls, the alumni, building relations with them. I'm involved in the mentor program, so with an alumni, so being able to meet with my alumni mentor every month has really been helpful, especially this year in my search for jobs. And then lastly, service, just being able to see the different needs and things out there in the community.
Yeah. For a professional, I think going back to formal interviews was kind of my first introduction to professionalism. And of course, dress was part of it. But I think what stuck with me the most is resumes, because I got here I need to make a college resume now. And, you know, granted, there were a lot of older girls that helped us with it and stuff, but I didn't know that coming in and I didn't know how to dress. And a lot of things, you have the little point system for professional dress, which I thought was really interesting. And then being a junior and a senior and going back and teaching at those formal interviews was really cool, because you got to kind of help girls out with what you learned throughout those years. For social, yeah, we have you guys. And then service, I think the big thing was just learning how to reach out to all the local communities, because you know that they're everywhere. Sometimes you just don't know how to do it. But when you get a big group of girls to go out, it's really cool to see what we can do.
I think on the service front especially, I've learned that there's a lot more ways to do community service and help your community. They don't always have to be these gigantic events that you're putting together and take weeks and weeks and weeks. It can be donating blankets to the Ronald McDonald House. It can be collecting pop tabs, things that are just on the daily that are able to help your community in a variety of ways. So we talked a lot about how our time in AWA has impacted our college career, but how has being in AWA allowed everyone to be more connected to Ag Campus?
I think in short, I found my people here. Like I said in the last podcast, I didn't grow up in a huge ag friend group or anything like that. I had a horse. That was about it. But your freshman year, you come in what the hell is going on? And you don't know how to make friends. And after the first couple of weeks, you're I feel like I'm kind of lost. I still don't have a solid friend group. But then once you get in these organizations and even some classes, you can meet the same people there and you realize that there are a lot of people like you and have similar values and stuff. And not just AWA, but even with Babcock House and AGR, you have a lot of the same majors, you have a lot of the same clubs. And I know a lot of us are in the same three clubs that we all get around in. And it's just I finally feel at home here. Because Madison's huge. You get scared as a little 18 or 19 year old.
I would agree on that. And I just having those clubs that everybody's involved in and being really involved, as it makes the university feel so much smaller, because you can walk to class and you can know at least one person most days, which just makes everything feel a lot more at home and comfortable and fun and enjoyable.
I think I waved 3 AGRs on my way to class every day. It's fun.
I'll echo that as well, especially now being an upperclassman and seeing how much it really impacted, just getting to know the younger kids now on campus and them looking to you for guidance on what club should I join, how involved should I be, really telling them what you put in is what you're going to get out of it, and just participating in so many different events to make those connections with other industry professionals, and just having that there is so nice. I echo that, Kenzie. I think I waved to 3 or 4 people today and I was okay, I could never do this as a freshman, right? But here I am.
I think the ag community on campus is exactly what got me into AWA. Mm-hmm. I wasn't joining AWA. I didn't want to be a part of it for whatever reason when I was a freshman. And then I went to Expo because I joined BDC because my friends were in BDC that I already knew beforehand. And then at Expo, I met all these people and they're like, you should really join. So I joined the potential process super late, I think literally the day before in 10th pledge or something. Like, it was ridiculously late that I joined. And from there, it's history. Like, I was in BDC, CFB, AWA, you know, the big three, if you will. And you meet everybody that you can in the ag world. Like you guys said, you see people to wave to, you have people in your classes, even like in classes where you wouldn't expect to have ag people, you do. Like, I was in my fourth semester Chinese class last year, and I sat down next to this kid, and whatever, we were partners for class, and I don't even remember what we were talking about, but I said we had elections or formal or something. He goes, "Oh, AWA had that last week. Are you in AWA?" And I was like, "Yeah, I am." He's, "Oh, I'm in Babcock." Oh. And didn't even know that. Like, it's all a part of the people you meet and the people you see.
Even if it's not like directly somebody in one of the other organizations, it's someone they know. Because I went to like a French class too. I don't know any other AWA or AGR Babcock in French. And all of a sudden, the next couple of weeks, I saw one of the girls in my French class at an AGR formal. And I was like, small world.
So I think the answer to the question of would we recommend AWA to those looking for organizations to get involved in is pretty self-explanatory. Obviously, yeah. We would. Why wouldn't we? So I think we can think about some of those advice or recommendations that we would like to give to the kids that we would like to join AWA and are already in it.
I would say don't be afraid to take the chance. Like, whether that was like running for an office position. I remember my first year I ran for something. I didn't get it. But like, I came back the next year and now I'm on the officer team. And like, just being so much closer with that group of like 10, 12 girls that actually like leads this organization and like having a say in it. Like, just don't be afraid to like reach out if you have questions to older girls too. I remember reaching out to Alexis Libke because I had problems passing Chem 104 and she sat down and she tutored me. So she's the reason why I passed. But don't be afraid to use your older sisters for advice or anything, really.
I agree. I would always say do more than what's expected, especially if you are currently a member of AWA. There's a lot of events I wish I had done or had the time to do and, you know, didn't. But I come back and I'm like, dang, I should have done that. Or, you know, I could have gotten closer with this person and I didn't. And then, you know, there's always the big sister aspect. Even if you aren't sure, and like, we have elections right now, so I'm going through all the nominations and talking to a lot of people who aren't sure about everything. First, take that leap. Second, if you aren't sure, do it for a semester. It can't hurt you, you know. Maybe you pay dues and you leave, but that's, you know, you just made a bunch of friends that maybe you don't want the organization, but you want some friends out of it. And, you know, that's the worst that can happen.
I would echo what both Kelly and Kenzie just said. I've been officers in the big three clubs that we talked about, and it just gives you a whole different aspect on the club and really shows your desire and passion for agriculture and wanting to help people and be in the club. So I think that and especially like Kelly said, running for an office and not getting anything, that shows people that you want to be involved. And so just taking that step to even run for an office or position shows the rest of the club that you're invested in the club. And so then maybe you'll get that position next year.
Also, I want to put an asterisk on the big three. I mean, for women. Obviously, that's from our perspective of the big three clubs.
That's true.
If you are a man listening to this, obviously AWA is not one of your big three that you're involved in here.
You can substitute Crops Club, okay? We got you.
Oh, man. But for any advice to the younger women and those that are thinking about coming into AWA, I mean, it's cheesy senior, everybody says it advice, but don't blink. Like, it is gone. I was a freshman, it feels like, a week ago, and now we're graduating in less than a month, and it's insane how fast it goes and what the whirlwind of college is.
Yeah, you definitely get caught up in, like, oh my gosh, this class is so hard, I'm never going to get through it. And now, like Cock just said, here we are a month away from graduation and wanting to stay a little bit longer, probably, so... Definitely make the most of everything and be as involved as you can and just take that step.
Buying my cap and gown really, I don't know, it made me realize how close we are.
Buying my graduation dress.
Oh,
I need to do that yet.
I was looking. There's like no dresses anywhere. I was like, cool. I mean, one of the other big things with AWA is obviously the women supporting women aspect. And we've been talking a lot about that, how we've had the older girls mentor us and how we've come together as a group. I mean, how do you guys see that transferring into the industry? I know on my end, I got hired by a company that's a high percentage male based on who interviewed me and when I'm looking at like their websites and the pictures they post and stuff like that. So it's really important to me to know that I have all of these women behind me that I've met in college and that I've met as alumni who share the goals of women supporting women in professionalism to support me through some of those, I guess, to support me through being able to go into these all-male workplaces and knowing that I'm able to do it just as good as everybody else.
I would agree. Like, the dairy industry has been a male-dominated industry for a very long time, and now you're starting to see a lot more women get involved as both farmers and industry professionals. And like when Kelly and I go to a lot of these dairy conferences, you can definitely see that women are starting to take on those positions and be more involved in companies just by the presence they have at these, at like trade shows and conferences and stuff. But definitely having, like I said, I'm involved in the mentor program, alumni mentor program. That's a really good way to make those connections, as my mentor is also involved in the industry. So that's really been a help to me to kind of empower each other and get that foot in the door at places.
Yeah, I'd agree, especially in the dairy industry. It's kind of interesting to see, like, just in my college career, how it's changed from being a lot more female in the industry instead of males out there. And the funny thing is one of my mentors for the summer for Ultragenetics is actually one of our alumni, Chrissy Meyer. So just having her there is really nice to see, because even at, like, my beginning part of my, like, my internship, she was like, oh, yeah. She goes, I'll see you at AWA Day. And I was like, oh, yeah, right. Sometimes you just forget how involved, like, women and, like are out there in the industry. Like, they've actually had, like, a lot of the same roots that you have. And so just being able to make that connection. And also, too, I think sometimes it's easier just to talk to other women out there, because, like, they know the struggles you're going through, and they're always willing to lend you a helping hand or, like, whatever you need to do to get through to make your impact in the industry.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm going into the vet med industry, which is predominantly female right now. I think, like, the number of vets is 63%, which is really cool. But you know, it just goes to show that after college, like, it doesn't stop. And I think going into, like, the veterinary industry, it's such a mentally straining industry that you have to keep that support going. But even kind of backtracking with you guys, seeing through AWA how cool it is that you get all of these internship opportunities, mentorships, etc. The alumni coming back and, you know, interviewing you for a certain job that you had similar or something, and them all being women and coming back and like, hey, I know you're here and I know you want a job. It's just really cool. And it's almost, in a way, more welcoming to get a woman, but also somebody you know inviting you into something, which is, it's really cool.
That's one of the really, like, cool things about the listserv, mm-hmm. is, like, all of these women who are working at these big companies or big ag-based companies or not ag-based companies or the government or wherever they are, one of their first thoughts to send out all these positions is to say, I need to send this to the AWA listserv. Mm-hmm. So it's a very... I don't want to say warm and fuzzy, but very much like a, hey, you're still thinking of us. You're still like, hey, we need to reach out to these girls, these women that I've known, don't know, whatever, and we're going to support them and make sure they see this opportunity.
Mm-hmm. And there's anyone from, you know, girls who graduated last year to alumni who graduated, you know, 20 years ago, sending stuff there, which is cool. So I guess, you know, we talk a lot about women supporting women, and that's a huge thing in your life. I'm going to be like your mom and ask you, what is the biggest life lesson you've learned in AWA? Don't laugh at me, Kelly.
You said it very mom-like. So it's very convincing.
That was the intention.
Well, I guess I'll start since I'm already commenting at Kenzie. But I guess the biggest life lesson is just don't be afraid to be yourself, even when you're in a professional setting. I know so many times I've been told by, like, people after I got done doing an interview, they're like, and, like, I actually start working for them, they're like, you're actually, like, the same person that we interviewed. They're like, you're not somebody completely different who put on a facade for the interview just to get the job or get the internship. They're like, you're actually this genuine person who cares about what you're doing. And so I guess that'd be my biggest thing. It's like AWA taught me, like, be yourself, like, regardless, like, if you're in a professional setting or just, like, being with your friends, like, be true to who you are and don't be afraid to represent yourself, because that's, like, your biggest marketing is yourself. And that's what's going to get you places in AWA and in life.
I think my biggest life lesson through AWA in college has been to just let her buck.
Like, that's one way to put
everything,
it.
Everything will work itself out if it works out in your favor or doesn't. It'll all work out. Like, stress over it for a little bit if you need to, but you don't have to stress over it forever. No point in stressing over things once they're done. Once you turned in the exam, you turned in the exam. You can't go back and grab it off the table. You can't jam more knowledge into your brain. Like, you just got to go with it. And there's some things that'll come up sometimes, and it feels like this is such a crisis in the immediate when you're 2 weeks later and you don't even remember that happened. So just letting things happen and not going with the flow, because you can change your life and however you want to do your life, but not stressing over things that you don't have to.
You guys knew Kwok, you knew that that is her whole persona, I think. She's always in Crocs. That just, I don't know, like, it's
I got my purple ones on today.
I think for me, the biggest life lesson is the more you do, the more you're going to get out of it. Kind of like I said earlier, do more, but also I've just learned through the multiple opportunities we've had. So, you know, can we go volunteer at this conference? Can we do something with the service coordinator? Or is there an activity that you can go to? Or does the house have an activity that might not get you a point, but it's still fun? You can go and you're going to get something out of it. And a lot of times it's just getting to know somebody. Sometimes it's creating a network with, you know, somebody for a future job opportunity. And I think that's really cool, just because as we're getting older here, I just wish I did more. And even though I did a lot, there's always, what did we say earlier? You will, you'll always regret not what you did, but what you didn't.
Oh,
so yeah.
We were talking about that in relation of going to commencement versus not going to commencement. So you're like, well, I guess we're all going to commencement. Some people don't go, but why not go? It's an hour and a half of your life. You'll never regret going to it. Mm-hmm. So take that as you will.
Yeah, I would say along with, like, not being afraid to try new things and jump into something and just not being afraid to do anything, I guess. Not being afraid to talk to new people, because that's how, like, us here support each other. You never know where that might lead to. It could lead to a job, an internship, or who knows what in your future. So don't be afraid to take that step and talk to somebody new.
What is something that has enriched you in your last semester of college?
Do you want to explain what that means to people who have not heard that question before?
So we at the dinner table often ask, one of our house steward, May, often asks the question, what enriched you today? So it's just something about your day that made your day better in some way. Whether that be you did really good on a test, or you went on a really fun walk, or had a really good sandwich. Like, they can be super exciting things. They can be not exciting things. If you had a really bad day, they can be not so exciting things that you feel like sharing with the class. But considering it's our last semester, a lot of good things have happened. So what enriched your guys' senior semester?
I would say the biggest thing is just making the most out of the semester, you know, taking the chance to go do something or go out with everybody and, you know, spend those last moments with everyone, because after we graduate, we won't get to see each other every day and go hang out with each other every day. So just kind of trying to make the most of the last semester by going ahead and doing things that maybe I don't necessarily think I have time for, but gonna do it anyways because it's my last semester, so why not?
I kind of have two. I think the first one is before spring break, we had a slides night with probably 15 people that came from in and out of the house. And so it's like a slides night. You can pick whatever you want to do. And I have not laughed harder in so long. And it was really cool just to, like, get all of your friends there and kind of for a last hurrah, which we might plan one more. We'll see. The second one is a little more shallow, but we recently dressed up as Adam Sandler and went to the bar. And I don't think I'm ever going to forget that. I went home to my parents and told them about it, and they were like, why? I said, why not? And it was just really fun to go out with a bunch of people dressed like nothing you would usually dress except quack. And sorry. And then it was just a hoot and a half because it was just something we could all do.
I looked like somebody's throwing coach. It was ridiculous.
We all looked like dads. If nobody knows we were Adam Sandler, we were at least dads.
I'd say for this last semester is just getting to go on trips. Like, at the beginning of the semester, like, a bunch of us girls, we went out to New York and Philadelphia. And, like, granted, it might not seem like a big thing, but, like, I don't know. Like, in the future, we're all going to have jobs and we're all going to be working. I don't know when's the next time we're going to be able to get 8 of us to hop on a plane for a week and a half and spend time with each other. So just doing that. And then also too, like, my graduation dress came in the mail today. So I'm trying that on and realizing, yep, it fits. It looks good. We're ready for a month from today, basically, or almost.
We're doing this.
We're doing it. Whether I like it or not, we're doing it.
I think one of the most enriching parts of my semester has been my class schedule. You guys have all heard about it a lot, but I'll tell the people on the podcast here. So I am in like 13 credits this semester, I think, because I got all my requirements done. I had a couple to clean up. So I went into Course Search and Enroll, and I checked the one credit box, and I scrolled through every single one credit here at UW until I found ones that I thought were fun. So I'm in a yoga class. Kat's also in the yoga class. So she did a very similar thing where she scrolled through and found the fun classes. I'm in a relaxation class. What else am I in? I'm in Clap for Credit, which it's actually called Music Appreciation, but very widely known across the university as Clap for Credit. And then I'm in a wine tasting class. It's called Wines and Vines of the World. Juniors, write that down.
Yep, you can do that.
You can do that too. It's a very limited class. We have like 45 people in it, and we get to try 3 wines a week from all around the world. We get to learn all about like viticulture, and we have different professionals come in. It's actually a super neat course. It's not just you sit down and do wine tasting, but 10 out of 10 would recommend. I'm in 2 real classes too, but that's just business Chinese and language pragmatics. It's fine.
Yeah, that's a side note. Make your sophomore and junior years a little harder so you can go easy on yourself senior year and do wine tasting and yoga.
Yes. 10 out of 10.
I was debating being part-time this semester, but also picked up a couple 1-credit classes to fill that up to full-time.
Well, do you guys have any last comments, thoughts, anything?
Here's to sisterhood, wine tasting, and God knows what else we do.
Live it up while you're here. Always live it up. You can never go back.
And here's to 1 final month. Mm-hmm. Ah.
1 final month of fun. Well, yes. Guys, it's been great reminiscing on our time together here at UW-Madison.
Before we sign off, this is Alexis.
This is Kenzie.
This is Clarissa.
And this is Kelly.
Thank you for tuning in to this very special episode of Ag Chat, a podcast brought to you by the Association of Women in Agriculture. If you want to learn more about our senior class, which you do, follow us on Facebook and Instagram at Association of Women in Agriculture at UW-Madison.
And make sure to come back next month for our second round of Senior Spotlights.
Bye!